Good afternoon. It is 7 past 3, 133693. Now, next Thursday, of course, is Australia Day, one of the last few, I reckon, before it gets abolished or moved or shifted to a different date. Anyway, there will be, as there has been every year for quite a few years now, there'll be a whole bunch of Invasion Day rallies in all of Australia's capital cities. And what is interesting about these Invasion Day rallies, which of course seek to cast the colonisation of Australia as a violent invasion, which from the perspective of some Aboriginal people it was, but the Invasion Day organisers, using the rallies this year, they want to have a theme of vote no to the Indigenous vote. Vote no. So these are Indigenous rallies organised by Indigenous people. They're going to be big. They'll have tens of thousands of people marching in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane and Adelaide and Perth and maybe even Hobart. And one of the things they want to urge is for all of us to vote against the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Now, this is why this thing is doomed, because one is the Prime Minister can't explain how it will work. He doesn't seem to know, or if he does know, he's not telling us. Two, within Indigenous people, there are divided views. Some Indigenous people think it's a good idea. Clearly, others think it's a terrible idea. Now, the Invasion Day organisers don't want a voice. They say they want complete sovereignty. Now, what does that mean? I mean, we are not going back to the 200-odd individual Indigenous nations that existed here prior to British settlement. That's not going to happen. So what do they want? Do they want to take all the Indigenous people and put them on separate land and living apart from white people? Do they want a separate Indigenous nation? I don't know. Anyway, they are urging all of us to vote against the Indigenous voice referendum. I find that very interesting. I really do. 133693.